Welcome to the Nerdiverse, episode 7. I'm not talking like I'm on NPR. thanks to Chun Li in the booth today. We are minus Cody, which is kind of sad.
Boo.
Commander Cody's got father duties tonight, which is okay. As long as he's not lying to us.
No, I talked to him. He said he was...
I think he's lying.
Putting his child down around 8, and he's going to call in.
I hear in Florida, if you do that with chloroform, you'd be just fine.
Oh, hey now.
Sorry. That was a joke for the jokesters. We have two guests with us tonight. To my right, my good friend Don Jones.
How's everybody doing out there?
Don Justice. He's going to be... so far, he's going to be timid until we start pissing him off.
Right? More than likely.
No. Yeah. No, it'll be good.
Wait till the debate starts.
Right in front of me is my longtime friend, business partner.
Oh, that's your partner?
My new partner in life.
Yes.
Armando Rodriguez. Partner.
His hetero life.
We'll call him Slade.
Yeah, here we go.
Armando's allowed to get out of my mouth.
Yeah. I'm not even.
No, we're going to touch that. Yeah. In the booth tonight, taking the place for Commander Kodo.
Yep.
Chun Li.
I feel bad because I can't see John.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I
have to
run.
You have to turn around.
I know.
Yeah.
That's just so much work. I really don't want
to. Don't worry about it.
It's a lot of work to move in these trees.
It really is.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to talk into the mic. Chun, how was your week?
My week was good.
What'd you do?
What did I do?
Did you visit Epic Comics?
I did visit Epic Comics. I put in the new, I don't do vinyl work, but I have a vinyl machine at the house.
Damn.
And did the new vinyl for the front door for Epic Comics.
We have a pretty door.
Looks pretty awesome.
It came out
it's
so good.
Rather gorgeous.
Yeah, really good, actually.
And actually, I'm glad that our display case now says Friday on it.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
thank you for that.
Danny messed up, and Epic Comics was only going to be open Monday through Friday instead of Monday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. So
I wanted Saturdays off.
Fix
I was
going to
see if I could catch it.
Yeah, you got football going on. So.
College.
So then after
college
I cut out
football.
After
Who
I
cares?
Cut out the Friday, it made its way to the case.
Yeah, it looks really good. We're still waiting on a bunch of signs for out front to make sure people know how to get to us. But
right. So
far today was our first day. Oh, man. Commander Code is in the chat room.
Oh, all right.
So he's listening.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not talk to him. I'm just kidding. Oh, he quit.
I wonder if something's wrong with
so
that.
So we had a soft opening today, and it went great. We had a ton of people come in.
By the way, for first-time listeners, where is Epic Comics?
It is. I don't know the address.
I mean, where? Just somewhere. I mean, around where?
I'm on the. I'll check this one.
It's at 570 North Alafaya Trail in Orlando, Florida. 32828 is our official address. We're Suite 106, but we're actually in the Waterford Lake Shopping Center. So if you guys get a chance,
Waterford
by all means,
Towers.
Stop by and Waterford Lakes, Waterford Towers.
Yeah,
we're between Kohl's and Sports Authority.
There you go.
Yeah, and if you see cigars, we're right over there.
Yeah, we're close to the cigar place.
Right behind Buffalo Wild Wings.
They make comics epic.
We, not just a comic shop. Thank you.
Wow.
One laugh.
That's the drop slogan that we're gonna.
What up?
Still talk about.
Hello, Commander Kodo. He's in our chat room. Okay.
What up, Kodo?
Let's get to the news.
Well, how was your week?
My week is epic.
Oh, okay.
My comic shop opened.
There you go.
I can't barely see you without Amanda's fat head.
Yeah. It's all right.
I'm just gonna get over anyways.
You're good.
You don't need to see me anyways.
No, it was a good week. I actually had vacation. We stayed like a long time at the Polynesian out at Disney. And that place is my favorite resort at Disney, so it was great.
Did you eat at King Ohana's at least one night?
We did. We ate at Ohana's for Casey's birthday.
Wow.
And then
I love that place.
And then after Ohana's, we had a private boat ride, and
nice.
We watched the fireworks on the lake in front of the castle.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Points right there, man. Don, take notes. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
I need to take notes.
Look, we all know I haven't dated a girl for 13 years, so I mean
it's been a while.
I've got
wow.
Dated with this girl for.
You got that on the record.
Yeah.
We kind of have the same thing, except I've had a girl for 15 years.
You are the anti Danny.
You're my anti.
You're the reverse Danny.
It's okay, though.
He always texts me, and he's like, hey, I got to live vicariously through you. Just tell me stories.
You're my evil opposite.
Anyway, back on track. It's been a good week. Got back from vacation, opened a comic shop. Can't get much better than that.
Very cool. Very cool.
Let's go with these guys. Don, how was your week?
Wow, where do I start?
Man.
No one's ever asked me that. Like, that's weird. Nothing. I'm back in school, so let's...
What are you majoring in?
Marketing.
Good deal.
Bum, bum, bum.
That's awesome.
So you guys
that's
need
what
some...
I went to school for, too.
We need some marketing at the shop.
Yep. So I've just...
We made it a better slogan.
We made comics epic. I'll figure one out. That's not I'll get on it.
I'm really going to keep...
You could be our Don Draper. Do you know who John Don Draper is?
I know of him. I have not started watching it yet. I'm still trying to get through Arrested Development.
Don't bother.
Oh, but it's good.
I'm just kidding. Who doesn't love Jason Bateman?
Armando,
how was your week?
Sir, it's good.
You've been busy.
The shop is the shop is open. That's all that matters right now.
Yeah.
Sleepless nights and crazy family schedules and everything, but the shop is open. So come visit us, please, please, please.
Buy
our books and feed our babies.
Buy it or get out.
Feed our babies. We should make one of those info.
We should.
Feed our babies.
Like the old Marvel slogans.
One comic feeds our kids.
Yeah.
Just kidding. This is so bad. We're getting off topic.
Oh, yes, we are.
Let's go to the news.
All right, let's go to the news. Right off the top.
Something we can definitely talk about.
Deadpool.
Yes.
Is being made. Deadpool, the comic book, is being made into a movie. And the main character is Ryan Reynolds. He's going to be playing Deadpool.
Can you push the boo button in there?
There is no boo button. There's only the yay button.
I'm excited for it.
Okay. Well, tell us why you're excited.
Because I think he does a good job, man. He's snarky. And Ryan Reynolds. Wade Wilson referenced Ryan Reynolds in a
Here's my only problem. I don't disagree with that statement. I like Ryan Reynolds. He's a funny actor. He's a good Deadpool choice, but I feel like there's so many other actors that could do this role that haven't been a superhero yet.
Like I said, the only reason he actually got considered for the role, because he didn't want to do it, was because in an issue of Cable Deadpool, he's like, Wade Wilson says, oh, I look a lot like Ryan Reynolds, just I'm really scarred. So that started this whole...
Who wrote that book?
We got a Fabian
Nyata.
I'm just kidding. He's good.
Donald for Spider-Man mentality. Like it started an internet movement.
Jeez, why did they have to open their mouth?
Is that why they used him at the end of X-Men? At the end of Wolverine as well, because they were just expecting to use him.
The only reason he got casted as that was because of that reference, and he wasn't going to do it. And then his agent showed him the comic, and then showed him the numerous web pages that say Ryan Reynolds would be a perfect Deadpool, and he signed on to do it.
Is Fox doing it? Is that who's doing it?
Yeah.
Probably. They're not going to let go of that.
Yeah, I was going to say. They'll probably put it out just to eat the property.
Not with Ryan Reynolds attached to it.
No.
I liked him in Wolverine, though. I liked his comment he made in the elevator, and that's the only time I liked him.
I liked the one he made about the in the movie about the wedding on the plane.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, right. Sure. Yeah, that was funny.
That's supposedly it's going to be in the same vein. They're trying to go for R. Like, they want to go, like...
As long as he's funny.
If you can do it dark and you can do it funny like that, then it may work.
Deadpool has to be R.
Yeah,
I mean,
you have to.
The way he is, there's just no way to PG-13.
No, I totally agree. Yeah, it needs to be R.
So, moving on.
Move it.
Back to the Future.
Yes.
The shoes from Back to the Future, the Air Mags, the lit-up self-lacing shoes minus
power
the self-lacing.
All right.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't power lace, but they are here. And they're being auctioned.
I feel like there's a way they could have been power laced.
They're trying to push that's going to be the version out in 2015. But they're actually putting these together for the Michael J. Fox, or they built them for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. The money's going to that.
Are they shake proof?
I don't know. They said they weren't really designed to be worn. It's shaky.
He said you weren't going to do it.
Sorry.
The technology is
shaky
at best.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome. I wish
you could. Would you get them?
I'm not paying $75,000 for them.
Well, no, not the first one.
Yeah.
The first one was $75,000, but they're going to go
for like mass-produced them and I didn't have to worry about a limited edition crap, then I would buy them for sure.
Yeah.
They made, Nike made some amazing shoes based off the DeLorean once to where, like, the sole was the taillight and it was amazing, and I wanted those, but they were limited edition. They went for like $600.
These are going for anywhere between $3,000 and $9,000.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. Well, you know what? It's helping a cause, right?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Correct.
Right. Sorry, I'm not gonna stutter.
So
else do we got?
The Spectre is actually gonna be made into a television show.
How do they use the dead man at that too?
All the size I heard in here. I don't know much about this, so.
Weird because they just announced Dead Man like 2 weeks ago. They're doing Dead Man as well. So what is up with the dead characters getting a show?
I don't know.
It's Fox. Don't worry. It only lasts.
Oh, that's
one
Fox
season.
Because
yeah,
Dead Man is
two seasons max.
Seven seasons in a movie.
But that would lock and key.
Jeez. Oh yeah, Lock and Key, man. Gosh, that would have been an amazing show.
Oh, you know what I just realized? We aren't streaming right yet. Let me fix that. Keep talking amongst yourselves.
What does that mean we're not streaming? Yourselves. Maybe that's why we have 50 people coming in and out of the chat room. Anyway, so...
Spectre.
So the Spectre?
Can you
really?
Tell me what the Spectre is? Am I supposed to know what this
he's
is?
He's like... I mean, he's basically this guy.
He's the Spirit of Vengeance.
Spirit of Vengeance.
Right.
But he can't act without a host, a human host. Yeah. So he picks someone who's on the verge of death and then, like, possesses them.
And they want to make this... Isn't that like Ghost Whisperer?
No, I think it's going to be more like... I mean, the only way I can see him doing is, like, something like that. I don't know.
Whatever. Same thing with Deadman, because they were talking about Deadman being...
Well, the guy who created Supernatural is running Deadman. Yeah. So I wanted to be like Quantum Leap if they did Deadman.
Yeah, it basically says... A former cop serving time in the afterlife limbo who hunts down early earthly criminals on behalf of the dead and mortals soon to be dead.
Fox did that show already. That was Brimstone.
It's Zombie Dexter.
Oh, man. Sounds wonderful.
Whatever. Dexter starts in like 3 weeks.
3 weeks. I'm catching up one of my friends on it. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, we're going through and watching the latest season.
It was a good season.
I know.
It was the only... They followed the third season really well. They followed the Trinity Killers so well.
They did.
Because that ended, like, the ending of Trinity was, like...
Jaw-dropping.
One of the best...
One of the best endings
best
of the season
TV
ever.
Yes, for sure. So coming off of that, they did pretty well.
I agree.
And I like Julia Stiles, even though she's got that weird face thing going on.
She looks like...
But she was good. She did good.
She looks like one of the characters in the Batman and Robin book.
Anyway, I was wondering why people kept coming in and out of the chat room, like a lot of people.
Yeah, unfortunately, I opened both programs, but I didn't actually tell one to start, so they couldn't hear, but that's all right.
Well, they're just still coming in and out.
Well, I'll test it here in a second.
Way to go, Chun-Li.
So basically, in Florida, there was a guy who stole $60,000 worth of iPads in 60 seconds.
How'd he do that?
They broke into a...
Hold on.
What's that?
Go.
Danny's writing it down. No, basically they broke into a Best Buy, headed straight to the gates where they keep the iPads, broke in and stole 60 to 90 of them and ran out the doors.
Wow.
They're pretty flat. You can grab a lot.
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
and the cameras basically say it was 60 to 90 iPads worth $60,000.
Ed, I'm yawning.
Where in Florida?
The cast.
Where in
did
Florida?
Did they get caught?
No, not yet. I don't believe this was on the 14th, so I haven't heard. But
it's got to be one like
it was in Florida.
Well, doesn't it
Lee County?
Aren't the aren't the iPads kind of on in the box? Can't they just do the Find My iPad thing?
Well, I don't. You might have to initialize that, but I think they probably could if they wanted to. I mean, they are Apple.
They're watching this.
I'm sure it's easy. Just so they're all serial numbers, so it's
There's got to be a way that they're.
I mean, they might not be activated now, but as soon as you sell it to somebody,
someone's like, "Yeah, hey, right cool. Here you go, Grandma. Happy birthday!
I got this at a garage sale."
So, did you also hear that Ghostbusters are headed back to the big screen?
Yes.
On October 31st, they're going to be having. They're going back to the theaters.
I'm about to say something.
Well, go ahead.
Do
I don't
it.
Care.
You don't
I just
care.
Don't care.
Oh.
I'm not.
You youngins.
No, that's not true. He's about the same age as you.
Oh, man, come on.
Sorry. I like the first one. I just don't care after that.
Well, that it is the
that's
first
the one. Going back.
They're re-releasing the first one on October 31st.
I thought we were talking about a new movie.
No. They're still working on that. They still haven't got Bill Murray signed on. And you know what? Okay. This may be better than what was available, you know, what may be available on the third movie. So we're going to actually see... Ghostbusters on the big screen again.
Oh, okay. I'm fine with that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can't wait. October 31st, Halloween night.
Is it like
Let's
one,
go.
Is it one night only?
Nah, I don't think it's one night only. I think they're actually.
I think it's going to be a standard release or whatever.
Okay, good. Because
kind of like how
one
they brought
night
back
only things.
So oh, that would
quick.
Be.
Yeah. Kind of like how they brought back Star Wars there for a little while.
And Boondock Saints. God, that sold out too fast.
Did they really? I missed that. Because I didn't see it. I actually watched it between the last time we had our. Episode. I watched
was
the first
it the
one.
First time you've seen it?
That was the first time I had seen it.
Okay, wow. What'd you think?
It was amazing. And then
right
afterwards, I ran out and rented the second one.
I still haven't seen two.
Did you like the second one?
I liked the second one as well.
It's good. It's not terrible.
No, okay. I mean, I like it.
I've heard a lot of negative things. That's
making
why.
A sequel to a cult classic is kind of awkward because you're trying to make another cult classic.
But they're doing it again for the third time, too.
They are making a third one, which is fine.
They are. Interesting.
Yeah, they said it at Dragon Con. The brothers did. But the second one just didn't feel, it didn't have that kind, it didn't have the cult classic feel. And
right.
You kind of felt like they were trying to push it too.
They need to bring Willem Dafoe back.
You haven't seen the second one?
No. All right, I'll go watch it tonight.
Hey, Cody. How's it going? We can hear
Cody
you now.
Cody in the chat room.
Yeah. Myers wasn't streaming us.
My bad. So,
Okay, where are you going to go with? Because I want to get onto the topic.
We got a long
week. No. This topic right here is J.J. Abrams.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm going.
Sweet.
So J.J. Abrams has signed on to do Star Trek number 2.
Push the yay button.
Huzzah.
Yes.
That sounds so weird coming from you, like a Star Trek hater.
No.
Like excited.
I love the J.J. Abrams movie. Okay. It's a great movie.
It is so good.
R2-D2's in it. It's Star Trek made by a Star Wars fan. That's the thing. So he wasn't a Trekkie like before. Well, I don't know if he was beforehand. But he's a, like, self-proclaimed Star Wars geek.
Yeah.
And he makes this Trek movie that's awesome. That has Thor in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Right?
I didn't even catch that, but yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah, he dies in like 5 seconds.
5 seconds. Spoiler alert.
He takes one for the team.
Yeah, it's in the first 5 seconds, 5 minutes of the movie.
R2-D2's
really
in the movie. I mean, come on.
R2-D2.
He's in the debris when they come out.
It's a space debris.
Oh, that's right.
If he made the sound effect, that would have been amazing.
Wait, he's actually in the debris?
Yeah.
I've only seen it like twice, or maybe once.
JJ has put it. Well, because ILM did the graphics.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so good. No, Cody, this is not the pre-show.
It's the pre-show.
Yeah, I'm excited about JJ Abrams. I love everything he does. I'm a big fan. Speaking of JJ Abrams.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
How'd you like Super 8 this summer?
It was okay.
No. Okay. We are not beating around this bush.
Man, he's
we're jumping right
now.
Into it.
He's like on the microphone, and he is like,
yeah, he
just,
is
it
on
was
this
okay.
And not Ooh. Opening his mouth.
It was okay.
It was okay.
What did you think of all the Spielberg touches in it? All the throwbacks to like the Goonies and.
I thought it tried to be too many films. That's it.
That's
it's
it.
Out,
that's
out there.
Nope. We're
going to
discuss about this. Sean, did you see it?
I have not seen it.
Okay, never mind. You're out
see?
Of the discussion.
Yeah, sorry.
It's just you guys. I haven't seen it.
Fine. This is what it was kind of frustrated me. Not frustrated me. This is how we almost right. broke up.
Call me out.
We almost had our divorce lawyer in this one. It touched on the Goonies.
I agree.
Let's name the movies. Goonies.
E.T.
E.T., totally.
Yeah.
Thank you. Two movies. Can you go with another one?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, so two great movies.
Maybe Stand By Me. I think it did have that because the guy.
Okay. So
the little
two
bromance.
Movies that we,
yeah.
Two movies that we love.
Three.
I don't really love Stand By Me that
okay,
much.
Okay, well,
anyway,
two movies. We'll go off the two.
Two
then.
Great movies, and it just has this like hint of them. It's not like they're the full-on Goonies.
It's true.
And it ruins it for you.
Well, no, it's the fact that like I feel like the movie changes like its theme. Like it goes from this Goonies thing.
Spoil it for them because if they've waited too long. To
okay,
watch this movie.
It goes through this Goonies thing, and like I was really into it in the beginning when they're like, you know, there's a lot of build up, and then
right.
at the end it's like, oh yeah, here's the alien. Like it kind of like and it shifts the focus from the kids to like the alien, and then there's it's just like little things that bothered me like that, and then at the end with the there's like a magnet. Like a super magnet because he's building the ship.
Right.
And like the kids, the mom's necklace is like getting attracted, but there's all these other like metal things that aren't getting attracted to it.
Right.
I don't know. I just
take the attention from the necklace.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
I'm nitpicking.
Yeah, but it's just the ending. And I thought it was like dragged out. Like to me, it was just like once that focus shifted, like it just, I felt it got dragged out.
You know,
if Captain America wasn't out this summer, Super 8 would be my favorite movie of the summer.
Really?
I mean, Captain America was amazing.
Well,
like,
nothing beats Captain America.
Like nothing
this summer,
this summer yeah. Hands
Especially
down.
Especially not
Green Lantern.
No. It was good, but Cap was better.
I didn't think, Green Lantern wasn't terrible. I liked it just as much as I liked Thor.
No.
I know that.
No way,
but you hated
Thor. I like Thor so much better than Green Lantern.
No, I don't have
And that's coming from a diehard.
I don't
Green
have
Lantern
a hate
fan.
For Thor because I thought Thor was just as good as Iron Man 2. So I didn't hate Iron Man 2.
Okay.
So it's in that, like, it's a good movie. Nice try, Marvel. But Green Lantern was.
Yeah, but how much did Warner Brothers and DC put into the marketing and the toys? And
no, that,
they're not getting. I mean, it did profit, I think,
well,
$5 or $6 million.
Oh, it did great overseas, actually.
Yeah.
But
well,
what's funny about that is, like, from a marketing standpoint, is they did the marketing way too late. They didn't start marketing until 2 months before the film came out.
Well,
meanwhile, when Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man came out, they were marketing 6 months. They had the figures out like 5 months before.
Yeah,
they had like the you know 7-Eleven promotion and everything. They started really late, and I think
Green Lantern had Subway.
Subway. Like that, you know, guacamole. Milk. Like,
I think a problem was they had the green tea too.
Oh yeah.
Because after they showed that first trailer and the fans' reaction to Blake how Lively. Bad it was. And so I bet you, I think the problem was they kind of like, they balked at the
idea. They did. They
totally
definitely.
Hesitated because they're like, oh crap, everybody hates it. We need to figure something out. And but, so I think they kind of, it was like too little, too late.
Yep.
They couldn't figure out what to get it right. And then they wasted a crap ton of money.
But then they
stuff.
But then they did, they showed that, what, at WonderCon? They WonderCon, showed that footage and which, everybody got really
it
excited.
It was great footage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the movie comes out.
They
and
just
it's like,
the best.
It's like, oh, it's exactly what we thought it was going to be.
Well, it's, you know what, though? I just think it's hard to translate, you know, your ring being able to create all this crazy stuff.
I mean, it's not hard. It takes just very little.
What a lot of people. What
no,
I
don't know. I know, but I mean, just saying, like.
No, I mean, for like someone to create it, I'm like, I just understand how they got a Hot Wheels track out of this. I don't understand the crap they made.
See,
like,
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Oh my God.
The yeah. first time he makes this amazing construction with his mind, it's a MF race car track.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Right.
You didn't like that? I thought that was kind of neat.
No.
There's
man.
Nothing neat. Like,
no, not
he can
at all.
Make
it
anything
so
with
bad.
His mind, and he made a plastic Hot Wheels track.
Because it ties into earlier in the movie with the race
no.
car. And his...
No, I get that, but it was stupid.
What saved the movie for me was seeing Sinestro in the yellow uniform.
Thank you.
That okay.
That right there, that's the clip after the credits.
That right there, I told Sarah, I was like, okay, I feel a little bit better now.
With an untouched, unaltered Sinestro Corps
yep.
uniform,
yep,
none, no organic
yep.
crap,
yep.
unless it had a little bit, but it had the perfect.
Perfect.
Ah,
it was perfect.
So good.
Yep.
That's what's making me look forward to the next movie.
Yeah.
And I think they even said that they're going to go darker. They're going to go bigger action. They're going to go.
No poop monster.
Yeah. That was the thing
is
too. Is they
Parallax?
Were
Parallax.
Parallax.
Was terrible.
He did look
oh,
like a poop
crap.
Monster.
Yeah.
He looked like a
big
monster.
Diarrhea monster.
Well, because he was supposed to be Legion. He was supposed to be a completely different character.
But they like the thing that somebody was saying about Green Lantern is just the fact that look at Captain America like as an example, or even Thor. Like there was a very even though Loki was a god or the Red Skull was a red dude, it's a person.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it's
they couldn't identify with somebody that like not even like relate to him, but just like oh. That's something he can. I saw it twice. I went and saw it with the second time with a girl I was dating and my friend and his girlfriend and the
so
two girls
dated,
came.
You
out.
Have dated someone?
Yes, I date.
Go.
Just not very frequently. I'm in school. I am focusing on my career.
See you,
good boy. Good boy.
He calls it a date. She doesn't.
Yeah. but
free ticket.
But somebody came out and they were like the people I would see with us. They were just like, well. Why did it take? Because at the end, like, why was Ryan Reynolds the only one who could figure out how to throw this guy in the sun? Like it's just
you have Sinestro, who could have thought of it?
Who could have thought
Kilowog
of it?
You know Sinestro.
Kilowog, who taught?
You know Kilowog. You know, no, yeah. Sinestro was like, I know how to do this, but I'm going to do it by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, there was a lot of like issues with identifying with the whole thing.
One thing I didn't have a problem with was the cast. I did like all the cast.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Mark Strong is
it
Sinestro.
He was Sinestro.
On spot, man. It's great.
I guess I didn't like.
I don't like Ryan Reynolds.
Who got the big head? I'm sorry.
Oh, that he seemed like a child molester in that movie.
Yeah, that was so.
But,
yeah, he was disgusting. I was waiting for him to pull up in like a paneled white van.
Hey, you want
hey
to
Blake
see
Lively wants some
but,
candy.
You know, funny you said that. That was one of my complaints about Cowboys and Aliens. Was you have the whole alien mob, but you didn't have like a specific bad guy.
Yep.
Like you have. I don't remember his name. So Daniel Craig's character. Who is the hero of the movie?
Yep.
But you don't have a focused villain. You have the horde of
it's
the
like a hive mind or something.
Right?
Well,
you,
yeah,
you have
yeah.
the alien group, and so it's like, so what? They're just killing them off one by one. And then you have the one alien with the scar on his face that you know.
Which they identified that way too late in the movie. Do
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like it's
too late.
Like you have like you know that oh that's the guy who almost killed me, and then he shows up like. Halfway through the movie, and then you don't see him until the end of the movie.
Yeah,
and by that time, you can't even tell he had a scar. Like I've been, I'm like, is that
what we needed? Was like that one battle between him and an alien guy. Like, and it would just happen to like it could have been the scar guy. That's the thing. Like at the very end, it could have had a full on the two of them fight it out in that cell or whatever. And that could have kind of saved the movie, but it had no.
Did you say also it was too long?
It was way too long.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it was so a little.
Much.
Yeah, I see.
It
that.
Was almost like. It was over 2.5 hours.
It was almost like sitting through Super 8.
All right, let's move on.
All right, let's...
Sorry, that we got on...
That was
discussion.
Way off track.
No,
that's
no,
right.
We good.
That's what I do.
Sorry. Science is saying SpongeBob is killing your kids. Or
how?
Killing your kids' brains.
I knew it.
How?
I knew it.
Basically, they did a research study where they let kids watch SpongeBob, they let some kids color, and they left some kids in, like, solitary, and the one kids
like straight.
Yeah, well,
holy crap.
And basically the kids that watched SpongeBob performed the worst out of all the kids. And they're saying it's because there's so much animation going on and there's it's so quick, you know, back and forth that it hurts their you know, their thinking process.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thought it was really interesting. I will skip that one. How about the Rocketeer?
Yes, thank you.
Going to Blu-ray.
I'm so excited, bro.
It's only been 20 years.
The thing about it is Rocketeer is top five of my favorite movies of all time. I think only because it altered me so much as a kid. Like,
yeah.
I watched that movie, and I was obsessed with rocket packs. And that's how I love Boba Fett so much. And, you know, when I found out Casey had never seen this movie, I bought it, and we watched it that night.
Was it like on your third date? Like...
when you were five. When you were five.
Yeah, I took her to the
I'm excited because Sarah's never seen it.
And it's coming out on Blu-ray.
Exactly. We're going to get a good quality movie. We'll sit down and watch it. And then she can say, man, this feels just like Captain America.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, huh?
You know, well, I mean, the movie to gain, the cult following it did, I mean, it flopped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In theaters.
Oh, major flop. Yep.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
It does well as a comic book, too.
Yeah, a new comic came out. Are you reading that, Danny?
Yes, it's excellent. I'm getting a phone call from 352?
That's Melbourne.
No, that's my in Claremont, Lake County.
Someone in Lake County's calling me.
Yep.
They need to call 407-900-NERD.
There you go.
Call in.
So
6373.
And anyways, if you want to join the show, if you're listening in the chat room, you can join the show. It's 407-900-NERD.
Big gopher. Gainesville. Hermione G.
Is it John?
Hermione G. That might be Megan.
So
wait, I was gonna say something else.
We were on...
Joe Johnson had mentioned that he wants to make a sequel to Rocketeer.
Really?
After he's done with Captain America?
Wow.
Is he doing the second Captain America? I don't know. He's mentioned that he wanted to make a second one, which
right.
I got very excited about. Only if they use Bill Campbell.
Right. And if you're not aware, he is the director of Captain America
right.
as well.
And that's why it has that same period piece.
Right.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
Art Deco feel. Yeah, for sure. Especially in the ship design and all that greatness. We can get into our topic this week. Right?
Yeah, let's move on to the topic.
Do we have any music?
No, we don't really have any music. I thought about
the Superman theme.
No Superman theme.
Hang on.
Superman
theme. There we go. John Williams is rolling and is not grave yet. He's not dead yet. Thank God. I love him.
Where's it at?
Stalling.
Yes. This was somewhat appropriate.
And yet not, because it's
yeah,
new.
Exactly.
What you can't see at home is three of us out of the four are all wearing Superman shirts today.
But only one of us Batman. Just stood up and did like the Superman pose, like hands on his
Sorry.
Hips and everything.
I'm a Superman fan.
Oh, jeez.
Dawn Justice is not.
Yeah. Was not.
Oh.
Was not, which
oh.
we will get into.
Look at
yes.
the twist.
We will get into.
That.
What the twist.
Nice segue.
With twist. Okay, we're going to talk about the new DC Universe. Do we call it DC Universe?
DC New?
The New 52.
DC
isn't that what
the
they're
new
calling it?
52. I'm opening my Comixology app right now.
I'm getting out
to
the hard copies.
What I read. Comixology.
Oh, hang on.
Guided view technology.
Pull
That's
out
not their
my
slogan.
Paper copies of the
oh,
old...
Oh, paper copies.
I'm with you on that. Don't
buy,
worry.
Buy paper from your local comic shop.
Epic.
Like Epic Comics or
Epic Comic
Acme Shops. Comics and Collectibles. But go to Epic Comics first. Make sure they have it.
There we go.
Yeah.
We have it.
But
we,
if you
listen.
Want an action figure, go to Acme.
You want an old one.
Yeah, if you want. Yeah, exactly. So we are going to talk about what we've read so far because it's not all out yet. What we like the best, what we are looking forward to. Amanda's pushing buttons.
It's my light. Is it
I actually have one
up.
On my
He's
thing.
Cutting out on me.
So,
yeah.
I'm gonna. I've read Action Comics, Batgirl, Batman, Robin, Detective, Green Lantern, Justice League International, and Superboy. That's not all of them that have come out so far yet.
I think I've read pretty much the same, except you can add.
You read Grifter.
Grifter.
Did you read?
I have not read Resurrection okay. Man yet, but I'm looking forward to that.
You've
one.
Read all the same.
Just the same as. Yeah.
Okay, except Green Lantern.
The only one that I haven't read Action.
Okay.
But I've got the gist of it from you. And Red Lantern's the only one that
Beautiful.
I didn't get a hold of.
Myers, what have you read?
I have only read Justice League.
Let's talk Justice League.
Yes. Yeah.
Justice League was, I think we kind of touched on it.
I think that
we
was
touched a, pretty strongly
yeah.
on
when it first came out. Did we touch strongly on it?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about how you know, Green Lantern and Hal and Bruce Wayne. Well, it was Batman because he wasn't really Bruce Wayne at the moment. But yeah, were discussing the way they were and how they were going after Superman.
Okay, well, let's not talk about it then.
Yeah,
but
it's good. If you haven't read it, buy it.
Yeah, please buy it.
That'd be 2 weeks ago's podcast.
Art by Jim Lee. Doesn't get much better. Written by
John. Get a little bit better.
It could get better.
I think, touching on it real quick, I just think that, like, that is some of the best writing I've seen out of him in a while.
No, that's true.
Because I feel like they've been using him for everything. And I kind of thought he was getting burnt out, because when you're writing, like, 20 titles or whatever.
I don't know. I think when you've, like, totally blown off comic fans for a Walker and Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't feel burnout.
For those of you who don't know, at MegaCon this year,
We got blown off
by Jeff Johns, because he waited in line for hours. He decided that he was going to leave after the panel.
All those commercials
at like 1 o'clock
and flyers. Jeff Johns is here for the weekend, and he's gone by.
He was there
afternoon.
For a total of 3 hours. I did have a drink with him that night, though, so it was okay.
Whatever.
How did you not go to any of those guys and be like, "Hi, I'm Jeff Johns. You're listening to the Nerdiverse." I mean, you have an iPhone. We could have done
way
some
before
of this stuff.
You guys had this.
This
was last February.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was.
Oh, no, not DragonCon.
Not DragonCon. No, Jeff Johns is not it.
February, March.
Listen, the guy has done a lot for DC.
He does.
Yes.
He's turned them over.
Armando's getting defensive here. He's going to defend this.
It's not that I'm going to defend him, because I was burnt a little bit by his actions.
We don't hate him because he has brought us amazing comics.
Yeah, exactly.
He's brought us amazing comics.
What he's done for Green Lantern, I mean, come on.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing that. I just think, like, you know, it's like he went, you know, Blackest Night, and then he laid it, you know, paved the way for, you know, Brightest Day, and then War of the Green Lanterns. I feel like it's just... He needed a break, you know, and to not come up with all these ideas.
Then he went to Flashpoint.
Yeah, and then he's the creative director of DC too. Yeah. So he's the one who, you know, helms all their, you know, helps get their movies together and everything like that. I just feel like you could tell during some of the stuff, especially like to me, War of the Green Lanterns, that someone was like, you're putting a gun to his head and was like, you need to finish this story. Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't natural.
Can we talk then Batgirl?
Batgirl? Let's talk Batgirl.
That's exactly what I want to talk about. Oh. Because I think two things. I think it's my favorite book I've read so far.
Nice.
Okay. Very nice.
Very cool.
It's my favorite book I've read so far. It's the most, I think it's the most talked about I've heard.
That it's definitely the most talked about.
I think it's been the most surprisingly good. I think it was kind of like, is this going to be good or not? The art is great.
Well, it had to be. That was definitely the book that, you know, it either was going to make it or it was going to fail spectacularly.
Right. And okay, let me give you a quick backstory myself. I left Marvel and went headfirst into DC back in 2006. So I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know much. I don't know much backstory on Barbara Gordon myself. I know she's Oracle. I know Batgirl. I know all that jive. I've read The Killing Joke.
Okay, that's really all you need to know. She
right,
was
I know that. So coming into this, I was like, well, this is a great time for me because it's a fresh start. But I was confused. I was just confused on where she fit in the Bat universe. When did she become Batgirl?
Well, in this new universe.
Well, she's Batgirl now.
I think the way they're setting up in the new one, at least, is they hint at the fact that she was like an intern of Batman. Batman had trained these people.
Okay.
And then she got shot, and then she became Oracle. At least that's the way it sounds like they're setting it up. Like,
okay. Are they saying she became Oracle?
Actually, they're not.
They have not said she was Oracle.
You're absolutely right.
They haven't said it yet.
So, okay, fine. When you look at it from a brand new standpoint, which you need to, that doesn't kind of matter yet.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But she was Batgirl.
She was Batgirl before.
You know, yeah,
right.
Before.
So that's what kind of confused me. Like, are we coming into this? That's why I was confused, because we come into it thinking it's all new.
Yeah.
Then they throw the Killing Joke images in there. So you kind of think, well, was she Oracle? Are they still hinting at this? When did she become Batgirl?
Well,
that's me as a kind of a DC not. I guess I'm not as a noob anymore, but
no,
I was not versed on Batgirl very well.
Well,
or Barbara Gordon as a whole.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing that like I've learned just from reading about like before this all happened is that they definitely like are picking and choosing what happened in the last 30 years. It's not a complete reboot.
Yeah.
It's what you said. It's a refresh.
It's a refresh.
It's a refresh. That's
right.
a great.
That's
way to
a
look
good
at
term.
It.
No.
So like some of the things like The Killing Joke happened just because it was a pivotal moment for the character.
Yeah.
But did you know Batgirl number 160 where she fought this guy? Did that happen? Probably not.
Right.
So they're definitely picking, and that goes for the whole universe. They're picking and choosing what happened and what didn't.
Gotcha.
Just because there's so much.
Okay, couple things about Batgirl. I absolutely love the art in this book. Good.
It's gorgeous.
They did I'm sorry.
I think it's Adrian C. Yaff.
Thank you.
Something like that.
Did an amazing job. Whoever did the pencils, the coloring, the inking, it's a great all-around book. I absolutely loved the action in this book. She kicks butt.
Butt. Major butt.
Yep. Yeah, major butt. A-word butt. Especially the scene when she's taking out the family holding the group of gangs holding them hostage.
That scene was like that. That's where I got hooked because like it seemed very like the movie The Strangers. Like I haven't seen it, but you're familiar with it. It's just like there's people in masks.
Yeah.
They're like we're gonna run forth and kill you.
Yeah.
And then Batgirl comes in and it has this really like dark ominous tone. And then she comes in and I like the contrast of the book. Like I agree with you. It's definitely like my favorite. That's the one going into it. I was the most looking forward to, and it didn't let me down.
I'm a major fan of the costume too. I love the way she looks. I love
I just don't like the brooch.
I'm looking for it. That's the thing. Oh, there it is.
It's in a couple pages. Right there.
Okay.
Which is weird.
The brooch
just
is weird.
One?
I agree. It's weird, but it's not.
Just one. Like I've only seen.
It's
weird. Sides too. It's like
yeah. It's on.
And then it's over here.
What if there were two though?
No, there's only one.
There's only one.
Okay, that's
kind of a good thing.
Pins her cape in the middle, and maybe just moves around as she flies.
Yeah, you're probably right.
A little ridiculous.
So there's that, minutes. And then we come to there's the great action scenes, and then we come to what we were talking about, the Killing Joke. And what I liked about it was the fact that she has a Batman poster in her room.
I did not notice.
Did you notice that? It made me laugh because it's like she's a fan of the Batman. So what? After that, I mean, you have the great scenes, and you see her, you know, kicking butt again. What they introduce is another villain. Is this a villain from old DC history?
As far as we know, it's new.
Yeah.
So is he okay? Do we know him? Is it the Mirror Man? Was that what he's called?
The Mirror. If he's
the Mirror. So we have a brand new villain. I'm going to assume that has been introduced.
And you're starting to see that actually in a lot of books. That DC, they're not using the classic characters just yet.
Right. No, that's
cool, with the exception of Detective, but we'll get into that in a second.
That's something completely different, man.
Something.
Jeez.
Amazing. Oh yeah, we'll talk about Detective. And then you see her. What they don't tell you about in this is her recovery after the Killing Joke, which I guess we can all assume the Killing Joke still happened.
Yeah.
Not as a whole book, but as the act of her getting paralyzed, and then. She freezes because she flashes on it.
She's got a phobia.
Yeah, she has the phobia of the gun being pointed at her.
Put back in the chair. She's got the physical therapy. She's got so much stuff that impacted her that she does not want to relive again.
Yeah, exactly. And so we realize that we don't know how she healed, if she was ever in a wheelchair.
Well, they do say in there that she was, you know, they mentioned physical therapy.
Well, the physical therapy.
She definitely was in the wheelchair, but it's the amount of time.
Right, so we don't know about Oracle. We don't know if her flashing like this is going to affect her from here on out because she gets a gun pulled on her by an actual officer.
Everybody.
It happens earlier. I think so the whole thing that it was pointed at her.
If you live in
spine.
Gotham, you need to.
And then she let this guy die. Well, not let him, but her action
froze.
When she froze. Let the guy die.
Should we spoil that for John?
Sorry, John.
You're fine.
It's not. It's a great issue. It's not going
to
ruin.
Yeah, even if we spoil anything, like you need to just pick that up. Like it's. Really
it's,
good.
And if you haven't picked it up, I hear it's going for Uber money all over the
bucks
internet.
On eBay
come
already,
to Epic.
Right?
Yeah. We have two left. Or
we've got three left.
Three left
on the shelf.
Yeah.
Pick it up. It's good.
What did you think about it, real quick?
Like I said, it definitely was. That's the book going in that I had the most like hope for because even though like when I was growing up, she was Oracle, I grew up on reruns of the Adam West series. And Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, was in it.
Right.
And, you know, like, I always loved that character.
Good-looking character,
yeah. You know? Like, and then they, you know, like, then they had a, what was it? They had a...
She has to be at some con sometime.
Oh, yeah.
The, what was it? They had a, who is after? Because there wasn't a Batgirl for years, and then there was Cassie Kane. Yeah, it was Cassie Kane.
Girl with the mask.
Yeah, Cassie Kane. And I never got into that Batgirl. Like, it just, she didn't talk. She had a... sewn together mad.
Yeah.
But like that character, like it was a nice little like back in the day, as they say, when they would flash back, it was always Robin, Dick Grayson, and Barbara Gordon, Nightwing.
Right.
And they would team up just as much as Batman and Robin would. And there was always that, there was that little, like, they had a thing, they were together. And it's just, it's nice, it's a nice comeback. And
yeah,
they
Grayson
did it
is all over the place, isn't he? He is. On every team, he's always hooking up with somebody.
Yeah.
In the Bat Family, and the Super Family, and the Teen Titans. And
that's the old universe. Because well, there are no Teen Titans in the new universe.
Not yet. We got
not yet.
One week, 2 weeks?
End of the month, yeah.
Yeah, but overall, like, I went into that, and I've read it, like, 3 times already.
Definitely pick up Batgirl.
Batgirl's a win.
What about you, Al?
It's a good book. I really, I didn't expect much from it. I could, it's not that I don't care for Batgirl. I'm more into, you know, the Nightwing and the Jason Todd and the Red Robin and all the, you know, I prefer the...
He likes the men.
I was trying to avoid that.
I don't do well with the boys.
But it was a really good book. The art's, I mean, spot on. I actually picked up Emperor Aquaman from Flashpoint just because of the artist.
Of the art, yeah.
And he's a straight up Andy Kubert clone for the most part.
I agree.
I think he's a little sharper.
Well,
I think
his,
like,
the inker that he's got
is
actually
is
pulling him away a little bit from Kubert. So,
let's move on. Detective Comics. Have you read it?
No, I have not, but it's on my list. I actually tried to pick it up from my other comic book shop today, and they were out of it. So
well,
I'll
have
to come by.
Of copies
Epic.
At Epic.
That I've actually got them sitting right next to the register from John. I love.
Yeah, they're in my box at Epic Comics.
Yes,
they already have like a thing ready for you to just give us your money.
Yeah, I know.
It was funny because you just talked about
not using villains.
No, excuse me. Nightwing. I'm going blank.
Yes. Grayson.
There's a in Detective we have Batman and his great son, Damian, and Damian is a little
brat.
A little brat. And
brat is the
yeah. It's a brat, but it's such a he's just like a how old is he supposed to be?
He's 10. They mention it. He's
10 or 12.
He's not even a teenager yet, and he's talking like this. He's talking just a Batman. Too.
But I mean, you were trained by the League of Assassins. You were raised by Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah,
you've got a little chip on your shoulder, and you're basically brought up that way.
And you
got
to remember, a child at 10, although he's just 10,
true,
he's seen so much more than
that's
a teenager in most teen. Mm-hmm. You know, so
I agree.
Well, what I find weird about it is, I guess, I mean, it's not even weird, but what basically because Damian, the new Robin, being Batman's legitimate biological son. Means that certain things from the old universe going back to that happened.
Right.
And I just, Batman and Son was the Grant Morrison written arc.
Exactly.
And he talked, Damian talked to Batman with so much respect. And that was all, it's a great dynamic.
That's what I was going to bring up because there's a whole convo about him not trusting him. And he says, like, I'm not like Tim or Jason or even Dick. He's like, I'm light years ahead of them. So I'm just like, this guy's an. Asshole.
Well, the whole issue.
Guy, man.
Gosh.
Cool. You know, I'm reading the whole thing. And I'm just waiting. I just for like a backhand. Like,
do you
talk to your dad like that? Like, it's.
How long do you think they're gonna keep Damian around?
He'll be the Robin for a while.
He'll be the Robin for a long time.
How much longer?
Well, the original pitch was Nightwing was the originally when Batman and Robin was there. Batman was so dark, and you know he needed to be lightened up a little bit with a comic relief, happy partner. And then when Batman was gone.
Yeah.
Then Dick Grayson became the happy Batman, and then you had the angry, upset Robin. So now it's really weird because you have two
brooding
guys going head to head, like two alpha
father
dogs, basically.
Well,
yeah.
The way they're going at it now, like just like foreshadowing a little bit, is they definitely have said that there's going to be some sort of confrontation between Batman and Damian because of his recklessness and his attitude.
They just, I mean, they amped him up. They turned it up to 10 with his character because he was really starting to show a lot of respect to, I keep saying Nightwing.
You can say Nightwing.
Yeah.
We know who he's
still Nightwing. To Grayson. So, in my honest opinion, I think they kind of thought that he was getting too nice, and they wanted to bring him back to being a, you know, the little guy that everyone kind of hates but loves to hate.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I kind of had the... I've always had the feeling like he's going to get to the point where he's not going to pull a Nightwing and leave and go be a good guy. I feel like he's going to pull the same thing but leave and be a villain. Hmm. Like, have this, like... something happened and he's going to just turn on Batman. I think that's just how I feel about him because
I would like that. Like, I think that'd be a great dynamic. But I mean, again, like with things are the way they are in this new universe, like in the old universe, that's what happened to Jason Todd.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know, like, if he, you know, if what, you know, Jason Todd's getting his own book. I don't know where that's going.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see if Jason Todd is this huge anti-hero. And then here comes Damian as a villain.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Kenneth Rockford is amazing.
Okay, I give Detective Comics A.
Well, that was Batman and Robin.
That was Batman
and Robin. Sorry, excuse me. Batman and Robin. I'm thinking what I'm going to next. Batman and Robin was a great book.
I think it was good, but
it's a good beginning.
Great beginning. I definitely think.
The art is decent. It's quite...
hit or miss. Hit or miss.
The coloring is a little off for me.
He gives no lips on people.
It's Pat Gleason, man. He just enjoys
it. It's like aliens. A bunch of action figures.
Yeah.
Let's talk Detective. Detective Gross.
Not even for the ending of that, I can just say, like, that book, I was going into that. That was the book, the second least favorite going into it. Before I even read it, wasn't. I just like Tony Daniel.
I'm a big Tony Daniel fan. I'm a Tony Daniel fan from an artist.
Artist,
his
definitely.
Writing has gotten better.
You're definitely right, but especially after that.
He needs to stick to drawing. Yeah. In my honest opinion,
I agree.
He's a great artist when he's on point.
I felt like his art was very reminiscent of Jim Lee's.
Oh yeah,
a lot
just,
of poses.
Just say it for what it is.
It's a straight up rip of Jim Lee. There you go,
of All-Star
Tony.
Batman,
I still love you if you're listening.
Yeah,
I know you're not, but I felt like there's a couple pages where you could have been a little more creative.
I still say it was done on
purpose. Let's move on though, because I do like Tony's art, and he does a really good job of. He makes Batman his own, which is nice. This book was disgusting. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that there
it was
not art wise.
No,
not art wise. Naked
gory,
Joker biting the guy's throat off, and
it almost feels like he was taking like a Kevin Smith when he wrote Batman.
Yeah, no, that
on
does
which
have
one
that.
Though? The Widening Gar.
Yeah, because
yes.
That was the because he
weird,
makes Joker
too.
Like this.
Right.
Very in-between character, and yeah, it was gory.
Yeah, it was quite, bloody. It was gross. I was not ready for such a gross scene. That's a great splash page. And then the ending. If you wanna open the book and just turn the last page, do it, because I told you to.
You'll want to go back and read just to see how it gets
there. Do you
have
the book in there?
He doesn't have it.
No, I don't have it.
That's what we were supposed to bring him.
That is sitting next to your register.
Yeah, that's right. Excuse me.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
My bad.
It's a shock ending to the
day. Do you want me to hold it up for you?
That's fine.
You will lose parts of your face. It's that exciting. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm that far away, you would not be able to tell what that is.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's a good ending. It's an introduction of, I think, the Dollmaker. Is that who it was?
The Dollmaker's name.
It's going to be another new character.
New-ish?
Sort of newish.
Sort of, or
maybe.
A new twist
he's
on
a different
old character.
Name.
Is this not? Is that not the same guy who has the pig people?
No, that was
Professor Pig.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Professor Pig. Never mind. Because he takes people's faces too, right?
I thought he put new faces on them.
He put doll faces on
them. There you go. Yeah.
It's the opposite. Maybe they'll have
a meeting.
You know
what? To be very honest with you.
Be honest.
I know that they said that they were going to use pig pretty heavy in one of the Bat books.
I thought it was Batman.
It could be Batman.
In stores next week. Pick it up at Epic.
That sounds terrible. Sorry. I don't want to.
We're still waiting for that.
I hate pig. Anyway. Yeah, he's so stupid.
It's Grant Morrison and Frank Quietly. Why don't you like that?
Quietly.
All of a sudden, you don't like Frank Quietly.
I've never liked him.
No, I love Frank Quietly.
I've never liked his art. I've liked it on All-Star Superman. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Really?
Let's talk Green Lantern. Green Lantern, to me, was the biggest surprise because I didn't think I was going to care. And it was good.
Because it doesn't go... it's not a really rebooted?
It's not really rebooted.
It's not really a reboot. It's not at all.
That's what I hear.
Exact
continuation
from
it.
The
I was waiting
last
for someone
issue
to say
later.
Yeah, it does continue. It's not... It has the refresh feel because of... it's not really a Green Lantern. Hal's not really Green Lantern. But you knew it coming into it.
Which really messes me up because... I'm so far behind on Green Lantern.
You
I was all excited. I was like, "Oh, I can get to read Green Lantern again."
Like,
well, you can just start at number one, and they'll tell you everything. That
yeah,
oh,
I know.
He loses his ring, and
yeah, I know. But I mean, I kind of want to see all that before. It's like reading the last page
bills.
Of the book.
Gets kicked out of his apartment.
He gets evicted.
Although I will say, without much of a spoiler, when he jumps across that building,
I was like, "What the heck?"
I thought he was gonna fall. I was like, "He's gonna fall."
He's gonna pull the Peter Parker.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean. For me, like I went into that. That was the one I was looking forward to the least because of that reason. Because
I agree.
It wasn't a solid reboot.
I wasn't looking forward to it at all. I did want the cool cover with the fist. I was bummed out about that.
Oh,
I didn't want the Sinestro cover. But I guess it'll be second printing, I bet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was the one I went in and I was like, eh. And it was good. Like, I feel like going back to Jeff Johns getting refreshed. Like, I think he got refreshed because he's putting a lot of passion back into it.
Sinestro's no joke as a Green Lantern, though.
No, he is
I mean,
no
he
joke.
Is, He doesn't pull any strings.
He's had his eye on the.
Oh, he pulls more. Some. Yeah, he, he pulls one around the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a good deal. I'm a huge Green Lantern fan, so for me to see everything continue the way it's been going, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, because I don't think Green Lantern's really been off the mark for a long time.
No, no. I mean, even like I said, even when he was, you know, I thought he was getting burnt out with War of the Green Lanterns.
It was still entertaining.
It's like watching episode 3 of Star Wars. I mean, it's good, even though you know how it's going to end.
I don't. Jab. I can't believe you just said that.
Jab.
I hate you.
That's another week.
I don't know, but it's only, I mean, Green Lantern in this aspect, you know, it was, I don't know about rebooted, but it's only on episode, what, like 73 or something like that, which is...
Well, it would have been. I think it's like, yeah, it's, or 80, but I mean...
Yeah. So that's only what,
I
like,
think,
you
I
know,
think one of the things was when they
4 years
looked
old,
at,
5 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's about six.
When they
six.
Looked at the DC universe, I don't think they felt like when they look at the Green Lantern universe that it needed to be modernized.
Yep.
Like, there's right. nothing about it that felt dated. I mean, the use of the lantern and whatever, that's him, so that can't change.
Yeah.
Right.
So, unless they're going to really change on how Green Lantern is going to be get his powers and whatever, then there's no not much of a change they can really do. So, continuing the story doesn't bother me. Like, it's sure it's got the refresh feel with how maybe getting a ring back and starting over yeah. and whatever. But it seems like the right thing to do.
Well, I think that's right. what they did universe-wide is they looked at what was working and what wasn't working, which
right.
is why we'll get to it, like Action Comics being the biggest change.
I think, yeah,
and Batgirl.
Sure.
But like
and
that's
Justice
why
League.
You know Batman the. The new series that comes out next week, just Batman, it's essentially a continuation of everything that's happened.
Yeah.
All the Batman stories, like Batman and Green Lantern were working. And
yeah.
they made the minor tweaks, like they relaunched it. And, you know, it's all the number ones that I've read so far are very, very user-friendly. Like you can, I know Batman from the movies. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Right. No, exactly.
Right.
What was kind of funny to me was everybody complained about the big deal was everybody getting the new costumes. And then Green Lantern, the whole he's not in costume at all.
Yeah.
So, but Sinestro is, and he doesn't have that armored
yeah.
look.
I didn't even think
he doesn't
that.
Have a mask too.
Well, Sinestro didn't have the mask,
yeah,
which is very
back in the day. But
so yeah, even when Sinestro shows up at the end, sorry, don't want to ruin it. There's a point where he's at the, I guess he does kind of have the arm things, but he didn't have like this updated costume like
yeah.
everyone was complaining
yeah.
about.
However,
but Hal does
in Justice League.
Justice League.
Yeah.
He has the full-on new costume.
However, it should be noted that in the reboot, it looks like Sinestro might have lost the giant forehead.
Let me
it's
see.
It's not as big.
Show me again.
It's
big.
Doug Mankey doesn't draw it very big.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If you know what I mean.
He's got the receding hairline.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But even it's not as bad.
He needs
like,
a better Hitler stash.
He actually lost his big forehead in Sinestro Corps when they kind of...
When he went, I think he went.
Ethan
with
drew
him. Ethan draws it with a big head.
Yeah,
yeah. Ethan
and then
totally
Ethan
does.
Went with more of a Hitler look for him, and that kind of stuck.
The Hitler look is great. I read Justice League International, and it bored the hell out of me. So we're not going to talk about that because
yeah.
it was completely stupid.
Can't argue with that.
A waste of time. Sorry, Batman is in it, and Booster Gold always annoyed me.
I didn't like just saying that. The reason I didn't like it is. Batman really didn't make much sense being there.
He didn't make any sense at all. It was like all of a sudden, hey, it's Batman on
Batman
a rooftop.
Well, it's like, oh, I'm here now, whether they want me to be or not.
Yeah, I'm here because I'm the
yeah.
only reason this comic's going to sell.
Yeah.
Slap my face on it.
Batman
Sorry.
Is the Wolverine
I did
of the
not.
DC
I don't care about a Russian, all the I know
Rocket
it's
Red.
I just don't care about these characters.
The Brazilian ones.
Yeah. So I have a feeling we won't see much of this comic.
Well, the one thing getting on that what was interesting is it was supposed to be, before the relaunch, it was supposed to be the sequel to Generation Lost, which was
yep.
the other which was the biweekly series that came out with Brightest Day.
Right.
Which, Generation Lost was really good. Because who wrote that? I can't remember.
Giffen?
Was it Winnick?
I don't know off the top of my head.
But the series was really, really good.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be a continuation of that because it made you care about the Booster Golds and those characters, and then they reboot it, and it's like that
never
happened.
About Booster
so,
Gold.
Yeah, it's so hard to care about him. I hate him in everything I've ever seen.
The best Booster Gold thing I've ever seen was the Justice League Unlimited episode.
That's what I was
where everyone
thinking.
Kept calling him Green Lantern.
That's amazing. I didn't
that
see
is,
that.
That is the best Booster Gold appearance ever.
Oh man, good times. Superboy, I didn't get to finish. Did
it's
you
good.
Guys like it?
It was very a lot of words. What's it say?
That's why I hadn't finished it, because it was very wordy, and I got a little bit bored. The art's great. It seems like it's going to be a cool story. It's like watching a pilot episode of a season. You got to get past
the pilot. Yeah, you got to get past that. I mean, so, the neat thing about it is it's the same writer who's doing, you know, Teen Titans and what else?
Fabian. Is it Fabian?
No, it's Lobdell.
Oh, Scott Lobdell.
Yeah.
Lobdell.
But
X-Men number one.
Yeah, he's so, like, it's tying into all the stuff he's writing.
Yeah, Titans.
But, like, I hope Teen Titans is more action-oriented than this.
It will be.
Just way...
It has to be. I think they said that Teen Titans is going to be more towards, like, their old, you know, like, Lobdell's X-Men, you know, all action.
Which you can tell from the costumes. Yeah. But, yeah, it was very just wordy. Like, you're getting inside the character's head, and you don't really know, like, it definitely sounds like it's this is more of a reboot than a refresh, because the same elements of the old Superboy are there.
Yeah.
He's part Kryptonian, part human. It's probably going to be Lex Luthor. He's going to be the other DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just re-exploring
that. I think they kind of hinted towards that. I know it's a clone, but he was completely bald.
Well, they mentioned that he's actually the human DNA is that of blah, blah.
No,
finish it.
Oh, that's right.
They never finish it, which you would assume it's the same guy.
It's on that page where he's floating and he's bald and it's zoomed up, and you kind of have that Lex Luthor feel.
Loving the little cameo appearances from the Wildstorm characters that we're starting to see.
No, definitely. It's cool.
And Superboy's got one.
Her name? Fairchild from...
Caitlin Fairchild from Gen 13.
Gen 13. She's the doctor who helps make Superboy.
Which isn't official yet, but we think it is.
Well, I mean...
They start to say her name.
They start to say her name, and...
It's just her with the big glasses, her red hair.
Yeah,
no,
the character.
It's a good...
I'd be shocked if it wasn't, but a lot of, you know, the... Somebody who works at the former Wildstorm has kind of said, yeah, it's her.
One more comic we can talk about. Did we talk about Action?
No, we've not.
We skipped over it. To me, it was the most changed feel for Superman. I thought he felt like a complete a-hole, but he rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Because of how he's being treated.
Been poked and prodded.
Let's talk costume.
Start with costume? I thought it was Superboy. Like, I thought they just took that and, like...
What is modern about
the... T-shirt and jeans?
But he's coming from, you know, Smallville. Where it's all, like, you know, rural. You got a pair of jeans on, you got some work boots, and your shirt that your mom made you. That's the costume.
And then the cape. That just...
It's getting there.
The short cape, yeah.
I don't mind the short cape.
Was that... Was that, like... Because I am not a Superman fan.
We know
I couldn't... Aside from the Christopher Reeve movies and Smallville, I could care less about the guy.
Do not... not talk about Brandon Routh.
Ignore Routh.
I like that, too.
Thank you.
Christopher Reeve Jr.
He was a great... he did a good job with it, but that's...
He played a great Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, he played a great Christopher Reeve. That's the easiest way to say.
Man crush.
But, I mean, I thought that, I just didn't like Superman. I could never relate to him. Like, I just thought he was this... I always took Lex Luthor's
side. So, with the jeans and work boots, you can relate to him now?
No. Not the costume. Not with the costume.
I'm just joking.
You're taking the...
I'm putting words in your mouth.
But with the, like, the whole... His whole attitude has changed. And Morrison definitely has brought the... Like, he said he can you know, in the first issue, he gets punched, and he bleeds, and he gets hurt. Like, there's definitely a lot of... more human to him. I can connect to him a little bit more.
He's depowered, isn't he?
It's supposedly what the story goes is this is 5 years in the past. So 5 years in the future, he's going to be the Superman we know now.
Yeah.
But my question to you, Danny.
Okay.
Is...
We have a couple questions for me, actually.
Couple? Uh-oh.
We got one in the podcast, in the chat room. Go for it.
We'll
answer her.
Okay.
I'm only going to assume it's a her because it says Hermione. Sorry if I'm wrong. It could be a boy. Okay. You go first.
Okay. Basically, to start off, is like I remember talking to you about this a couple weeks ago, and you were very meh on Action. Now I went into it and I was like, I'm not gonna like it, and I came out loving it.
Okay, go for it.
So my question to you is, what makes a good comic for you? Like you're very like, eh.
You're right. What makes a good comic for me? I like a lot of action. I don't like a wordy comic. You could give me a comic with no dialogue, and if the action and the art is good, I'm sold. Period. This comic was great because it wasn't wordy, but you knew exactly what the conflict was. Like, I felt like you knew how the officers and the law enforcement and politically how they wanted to treat Superman, but they couldn't because they just have no idea how to stop him. They don't know about kryptonite, which I'm assuming
is still there.
Is there, but they don't know that it's his weakness. Yeah. Maybe Superman doesn't know yet either.
Or Batman.
Yeah. We have 10 minutes. 8 minutes?
Jeez.
Holy crap, we've been talking about this.
And that is all.
And that's all. Have a good night.
So, Hermione's question.
Hermione.
I'm sorry. I can't read it from over here.
This is for us too, I think, because we're both talking.
It says, I have a question for the comic book shop owner.
Yeah.
Listening to you, it's obvious you know your stuff to the point where you have your likes and dislikes. Do your comic books biases come out of the products you do and do not push?
Yes. For me, it is, and only because of what I'm passionate about. I joke with Don and people about making fun of what they like.
Invincible.
Yeah, exactly, Invincible. I just don't want to even read it because it looks stupid to me. But I know you like it, yeah. So I won't not push it because of it, of not liking it, I don't think. But I'm not going to be passionate enough to be like, I'm not going to be able to sell this book.
I think that, especially myself, coming from like a sales background, I think that we should try to push a lot of the stuff. Obviously, I'm going to, you know, Don's going to, you know, lean towards what he likes. Danny's going to lean towards what he likes.
Yeah.
Well,
if someone comes in and is like,
yeah,
what book do you want me to read? I'm going to walk over to Batman Hush and be like,
oh, yes, absolutely.
This is what you need to read because this book is amazing. I'm not going to walk over to Invincible because I just don't know it. I don't care for it.
And we have it. Cool thing is, though, is that we do have it.
Yep.
And we've got people who do know. So even if we don't know how good something is, enough people or enough customers, enough, you know, friends can come in and say, hey, listen, you guys need to get Scalped, or hey, you got to get Morning Glories on there, you know, Atomic Robo, whatever the case may be. That's our way of kind of learning. So I wouldn't say that we're going to be biased on what books that we show, but we're going to lean a little
bit more
towards
what we push.
Exactly.
Because we want that whole, not camaraderie, but we want to have like the people that come to our shop to like what we like,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, as we've opened, we've all put the books in that we love.
Yeah.
Off the bat. And we want people to come and be like, I want to read this, and
absolutely,
we'll get it ordered in.
I had a good conversation with someone today in the shop, actually. I was just saying, hey, listen, you know, this is obviously, this is what we like, but what do you like? What do you want? What do you think we need? It's in my honest opinion, the shop is an open forum for fans to come in there and just say, listen, you know, you guys need to carry more of this. And by all means, if we can do it, I'll get it in there. Because if you think it's good, I don't know about it, maybe I'll read it and I'll think
maybe
good.
I'll like
we can pass
I'm
it.
I'm sure I'll like Invincible one day when I'm bored with everything I'm reading. One more question, you can read it to us. Go for it.
Yeah, go ahead. It's is it industry standard to have your own feel in a shop or sell everything you make? I'm sorry. Or sell everything to make the most money regardless of personal taste? Is it important to you?
In the grand scheme of things, we're doing this to make money,
obviously.
Yep. But we wouldn't do this if comics weren't our passion. So I'm not really in it to make the most money because we're not going to be millionaires off the comic shop.
No.
So, but we want to earn a living making comics. So we're going to try and sell the most we can. But a lot of our personal tastes are going to come out with what we sell in the shop, hands down, for sure.
And I mean, having gone to your shop definitely reflects you guys.
Right.
I mean, everything on the wall is a lot of DC. It's the things you guys enjoy is what you're decorating your shop with. And then the comics, when basically from an outside view, you guys are basically when you open up the order catalog, you say, okay, well, I love all this stuff. This is what I'm going to order. And, you know, I mean, and then there's some of that, okay, well, I really don't care about this, but this does sell. But I think, I mean, when somebody walks in, just like a music store, they're going to be like, hey, have you heard this CD?
Exactly.
Most absolutely, recently, because this CD is awesome.
Right.
So,
we're going to keep an open catalog, basically, of previews, which is every book that we could possibly get in our store on the counter. Please feel free. If you want it, we'll get it for you.
Because we don't know. And there's so many books there. There's no way we knew everything.
I wish I could, but I don't. But that's the cool thing about being in the position that myself and Danny and Justin are at, is that we can basically just have whatever's good brought to us.
What's our time
look
like?
We can start carrying it.
And we got about 5 more minutes.
5 minutes, beautiful. The things that have kept me in comics so long, I kind of fell out in high school. So I was a big fan early on X-Men 1. That Jim Lee's art in X-Men 1 kind of sold me. Mm-hmm. You're very welcome, Hermione. Thanks for asking the great question. I stayed in Jim Lee. I kind of fell out in high school. That whole, you know, I'm too cool for stuff. Right, exactly. Too cool for things. But getting back into it is the art. And I'm
absolutely.
I'm sold. If someone walked up and I'm not reading this book and they say the art is fantastic in this book, I will look through it and read it, and I'll probably get hooked.
Why didn't you sell him on the art, Al?
The art.
Listen, I love Ryan
Otley. I think for Invincible, it's the story.
I think what it is that I push it so much that Danny, out of spite, doesn't want to read it.
That's true. I do like having that between
us. It's fun. It's back and forth. You know, I won't read.
Hey, I did a mural. I put Invincible on the wall.
Yeah, it's in back underneath, covered all the way in the corner by the bathroom. You know, it's there somewhere.
He's in my office.
Yeah, your office.
Okay, real quick. I am looking forward to Batman starting. I don't know how it's going to work.
Yes, Greg Capullo.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be a great book. That's what I'm looking forward to next week. And then my favorite is Superman. That's not a surprise, but I'm not looking forward to the book. I'm nervous.
Really?
George Perez. Yeah. Grant Morrison. I'm just nervous.
Yeah, nervous. All right.
It's okay to be nervous.
Yeah.
It could surprise me, but
Dom, what are you looking forward to?
Just nervous about it right now. My iPad just died.
Batman, Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yes.
And then overall, I think
Rockefeller.
Awesome.
Yep.
Love that man.
Overall, I think honestly, like Teen Titans is up there. Just
yes.
Yeah. And you know, we're Tim
Red
Drake
Robin.
Fans. Yep. Tim Drake should be Batman when Batman goes away.
He will.
And it just, I'm like on the Superman thing, I'm nervous about that book.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the
too.
Most
it
hype
could
for
flop.
It. But at the same time, it could let me down.
John, any books that you're looking forward to?
I'm basically just the Green Lantern series. That's all I was signed on for, and you know, the more people are talking, the more I, you know, I wasn't planning on picking up JLA, but I did.
Good.
And you know,
it's
same thing
beginning.
With Detective Comics.
Yeah, yeah.
I, you know, just people pushing me in certain directions, and you know, like the whole thing back to the question there. I mean, it's like you guys say, well, this is awesome. You should really check this out.
Right.
This is there's no
upselling.
Better time right now to get into comic books.
Especially,
I mean, if you're just curious about it, just to get out there. And
mm-hmm.
pick up a book and basically get a fresh start right from the beginning, get on the ground floor that you could possibly go into different directions with. It is the best time for DC fans. And, you know, at the same time, this big competition between Marvel and DC, this is going to make Marvel step their game up as well.
Oh yeah.
It's
so
good for the whole industry.
You know, it's good for everybody. It's good for myself, Danny, and Justin. It's good, you know, it's good for you guys as fans, anyone that appreciates anything. So, I mean, it's the gamble that DC is taking, it looks like it's really starting to pay off for them. Is going to be felt, you know, industry wide. So
I agree.
I mean, I love it.
This was an excellent podcast.
I love those questions,
I
man.
It.
I
think,
would almost want to do an open forum.
Yeah, that was great, Hermione. Thank you.
Yeah, two good questions.
I need to thank you guys for being here.
I appreciate it.
It was
we
great.
Thanks for the invite.
Appreciate being here. Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Go ahead, John.
Also, okay, yeah. So thank you guys for being here.
He's
okay,
you're welcome.
Sorry, I got
did
my.
We get a, did we get
my,
an email?
I don't think we did.
Oh, no emails.
No emails. But we did. No, back up. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking over here. Hang on.
Away from the mic.
So, I know. I was screaming on purpose. So we did get a 5-star review in iTunes.
No way.
Huzzah.
We got.
Was it me?
Burt B. Burt B went on there and he gave us a 5-star review. Thank you, Burt B.
Awesome.
And,
thank you, Burt.
The rest
nice.
Of you guys
wow.
go on there and give us 5-star reviews on iTunes.
I was hoping for a 3, but we got a 5. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that was a written review. So just go on there and make a, you know, say the podcast is awesome or. Whatever. Pretty cool. Also, email us during the week at theshow@thenerdiverse.com. Or you can leave us your voicemails at 407-900-NERD, and we'll play those on the show.
We actually thank you, Hermione, for your question. We have another nerd in here that stayed hidden from us. We see you there, 94497.
Appreciate you coming.
Thanks for coming in.
Cody,
listening.
Thanks for coming.
Cody,
and there's a few more that popped in and out. We thank you guys
we
for
were recording,
as well.
But I don't think we were streaming. They were in there.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Armando wants to plug something.
I just want to get everyone, you know, what Danny, myself, and Justin are doing is a pretty big deal. It's a thing
by
of
the
passion.
Way, Justin's not in here. It's
I'm
Don.
Yeah,
Justin.
I do apologize.
Justin's
working
in the shop
right
now.
Justin's
the
other partner working
store.
At the shop, so
we'll
give a shout
him.
Out for him working so we could be here. But it's a thing of passion. And if you guys want to follow us and see how the shop is doing,
like them on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook. It's Epic Comics.
We do the most updating on Facebook. We have our website. I have to keep up.
It's
with that.
www.epiccomicsorlando.com
at and, Epic Comics on Twitter.
Yep.
You can follow the Nerdiverse at the Nerdiverse.
No,
sorry.
Okay. You can follow the Nerdiverse at Nerdiverse or twitter.com/Nerdiverse Show. You can follow me at twitter.com/Chon_Lee.
Donald Justice does not tweet.
I do not believe in tweeting.
Armando tweets. He
I'm
is.
On I'm a XX Slade. S L A D E XX.
XX Slade. I am Rogue R zero G U E. Don't put me tweet to text. Unless you have unlimited texting.
And we are out of here.
It was heaven when I stepped through the door. Left the paper in my local comic book store. Throw away to my man behind the counter. I make my picks, I could be here another hour. Because we gotta discuss the latest developments. Internet rumors, villains, and alien intelligence. Now it's onto the shelves to see what's marked new. This is my Wednesday ritual, you know how does God do. Got this last month, but this is cover number two. My stack's getting kinda hefty and I'm only half through. I don't grab the book in front, son, I gotta dig through. Rifle through the merchandise to find the perfect issue. Turn the other way to go check the trades. I can't pick up every limited series nowadays. And of course I can't forget the back stock. Gotta find the buried treasures hidden deep within the box. Minus the Rorschach blots, this is the ink spot. Piece to Blair Butler for recommending the new word hot. You wanna match collections? Why not? I got books old enough to make you wanna sock hot foxtrot. All the way from classic runs to the one-shots. Crossovers from epic events and alternate universe plots. Ayo, these books ain't the only thing they got. This is also the official pen and paper RPG stop. Gaming every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Not craps and CeeLo, but I'm shooting dice on my block. Reed keeps it live with that comic shop rock. From the trading card games to the figurines of Spock, from the D&D minis to the Shonen Jump drops, to the Wizard magazines and the Superman clocks. Mr. F keeps it live with that comic shop rock, from the Dragon Ball banners to the Trigun watch. Where's your allegiance at? Iron Man, a cat, Booster Gold got what was coming. What'd you think of that? Atlantis is where Nitro now resides at. Namor spared him Atlantean torture, left his skin intact. Look, do you follow X-Factor? Quicksilver's back. Still making promises to give you powers back. Cal, Diana, and Bruce are reforming the Justice League. What's up with Bart Allen and the Speed Force beat? Thanks to Bats and Robin, Gotham is super crime-free. We got a new Wonder Woman. Supes is back on the scene. Everyone outside Metropolis yelling how Keys will be dealing with Marla and Brain. Outsiders hit number 40. My favorite book right now is The Exterminators from the Vertigo line. The story's multi-layered. There's far more going on than what appears, but I won't ruin the story. Number 9 just got here.
You talk when I tell you to talk.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.